Lecture 9, The Rise of German Nationalism in Music.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is lecture number 9, and it is entitled The Rise of German Nationalism in Music. We begin, my friends, with an interesting and admittedly loaded comparison of two contemporary works written in the early 19th century. I would ask you, while listening to these two contemporary works, what is the purpose? What is the expressive purpose of each of these two compositions? We begin with an aria from Rossini's The Barber of Seville. This is a very famous cavatina, is its actual name, a cavatina called Una voce poco fa, a voice a short while ago. This is being sung by the 16-year-old coquette slash fox Rosina, who has heard a wonderful voice serenading her just moments ago, and she is in desperate love with both the voice and the male body attached to that voice. In any case, here is what she sings. A voice a short while ago resounded in my heart. My heart is already wounded, and Lindoro, that's the gentleman, or at least what she thinks the gentleman's name is, and Lindoro is the culprit. Yes, Lindoro will be mine. I swear that I will win. She is a self-professed viper, and she will win her Lindoro. Right now, this is truly the Count Almaviva, a very rich and famous man of Seville, parading around as a soldier, hoping that she will fall in love with him for who he is, rather than for his money. This cavatina is a piece that every soprano from the age of 12 on lives with constantly. In any case, we go back to my original question. What is the purpose, the expressive purpose of this music? Well, my question again, what is the purpose, the expressive purpose of this music written as it was in 1816? Well, first, obviously, it comes from an opera, a comic opera. So ultimately, the purpose is what we call character introduction and development. This is Rosina's entrance aria, her first number, and she has to identify who she is, what's on her mind, and what she wants in her entrance aria. And we find out exactly who, what she is and what she wants based on this aria. So the first purpose is character identification. Musically, this is vocal music, clear and obvious in a literary sensibility. Thirdly, expressively, this is amusing and entertaining, charming and engaging music. All right, wonderful. We've got something to compare the next piece to. I want you to listen to the next piece and use the same criteria. Please, what is the purpose? What is the expressive purpose of the following piece of music? This next piece of music was written in 1808, just 8 years before the Rossini, so they are contemporary works. This is Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, Opus 67, first movement. What is the purpose, the expressive purpose of this music?